PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping a report this hour, the murder trial of a New Jersey man accused of physically abusing and ultimately killing his young son will resume next week after days of testimony. Christopher Greger was in an Ocean County courtroom this week as the jury watched a surveillance video taken at a Barnegat residential complex. It showed a 6-year-old boy running on a treadmill as his father turned up the speed until the child fell repeatedly. Greger's defense attorney warned jurors they would be horrified, but says the incident was not what caused the boy's death in 2021. New Jersey news made possible by Allies Tax Relief. Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now at 1-800-230-5174. Authorities are investigating a deadly explosion in Middlesex County that leveled a home and left neighboring homes with damage.
It was just a really, really loud bang and shook the whole house.
62-year-old Kevin Gilbert, a retired Newark police officer, is identified as the man who was killed in the blast at a home in South River. Another man is seriously injured. Cause of the explosion remains under investigation. And one of New Jersey's longest-serving congressional leaders has been laid to rest. Hundreds attended Donald Payne Jr.'s funeral yesterday at Cathedral Basilica of the Sacred Heart in Newark. Among those who eulogized Payne was U.S. Senator Cory Booker.
He was truly a gentleman. When he came into a room, he didn't suck the oxygen out of it. He brought warmth into it.
The 65-year-old Payne died nearly 2 weeks after being hospitalized from a heart attack. Payne had followed in his father's footsteps. Longtime U.S. Representative Donald Payne Sr. was New Jersey's first African-American congressman. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Should we brace for some wet weather? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.